Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Annie Fry. Manny Fry for the next couple of days. Joining us now is a Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent, Ryan Smells. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Always great to be on in St. Louis. How are you?
Doing great. It's a lot of talk about money right now and what the United States government doesn't have but pretends to have. So now that this big, beautiful bill moved out of the House, the Senate are going to be looking over this, and there's a lot to look over. So what do you think is going to happen next? And do you think there's going to be a lot of changes to this by the time the Senate's done with it?
There certainly could be a lot of changes. At least that's what the senators have told us to expect. They've said to expect significant changes from the House version of the bill. I think a lot of that could include changes to Medicaid, but I think a lot of it could go on to what they're doing with the spending numbers, or even could be impacted by maybe some of the taxes that they're talking about as well. So there's a lot of different ways in which we could see some significant changes from the Senate too.
Yeah, and I think what you hear, at least from Republican leadership right now, is that if you don't pass this, you're going to get the biggest tax increase of your life, which is certainly not great. So I think the American people, on one hand, don't want to be personally held responsible for them not being able to get a deal together. But at the same time, they're tired of this deficit going up higher, higher, and higher, and higher. So how do you think they find that balance between the House and the Senate when you have not as much of a majority in the Senate, and you're going to have to convince a lot of these other Republicans to get on board that don't necessarily want to get on board the way it is?
Well, if you actually look at the margins, you might actually argue the majority is even bigger in the Senate than it is the House. And it's a chamber that's only 100 members, where the other one's over 400 members. So I think there is always this level of confidence that things will go smoother in the Senate. They feel there are a lot more team players there. And oftentimes, and I've seen this ever since I got here, you know, going back to the last Congress and going into this Congress, the thought has always been, right, once something gets through the House, we don't really have too many concerns about it getting through the Senate, especially if it's something that either has complete Republican unity or if it's something basis. You know, things could be different this time around. So we'll have to wait and see. And especially when we're watching for somebody like Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who's been alarming quite a lot on the Medicaid provisions in here and has raised a lot of concerns about them. Though there are things in here he's cool with. He's cool with the extension of Medicaid work requirements. He's cool moving that date up to 2026 as opposed to 2029 for those Medicaid work requirements to kick in compared to where it was before. So there's a number of other things here, though, that we've got to watch for. And I think how they go about dealing with the Medicaid issue and if there's going to be a compromise there, I think that's what we kind of got to watch for now.
I've noticed, too, when we got towards the end of last week and into this weekend, there's been reports from high-ranking Democrats that are saying this is the time you have to push back hard. So I think a lot of the Democrats who, I don't know any of them that are going to vote for this, in the positive at least, this is going to be a Republican thing if it gets through. I think they realize the vulnerability that's going on and some of the infighting that's going on, and they're really taking advantage of that on Capitol Hill because they've been hitting the weekend shows, they've been hitting their local markets, and they've been attacking hard not only Donald Trump, but this bill and some of those Medicare, Medicaid things that you were discussing there. So can you foresee any Democrat getting on board? Is this really all in the Republicans' hands at this point?
I think it's all in the Republicans' hands at this point. There might be some amendments or some changes or some aspects of the bill that some Democrats might vote for. You saw that actually happen on the House side, where one of the specific committees, I believe it was the a committee related to natural resources, you had a couple of Democrats vote for their version of the bill, but they voted for the final bill in its totality because you had all those different, the entire bill pretty much put together. But, you know, when you talk about things like an extension of the corporate tax increase or decrease, I should say, some other aspects of the Trump tax cuts, and of course the Medicaid provisions, just some of this is a little too far for Democrats to go. And this is how it normally is. The history of reconciliation has always been that usually it's a very partisan process, and it's all about getting all your ducks in the row on your side and not really worrying about what the other party does. I mean, you didn't really see any Republicans come on board with President Biden with the Inflation Reduction Act. You didn't see any Democrats come on board with Republicans when they passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017. Just the whole 50-vote threshold reconciliation process has always just been a partisan exercise.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. I wanted to go back to what happened at the end of last week with Elon Musk, and it plays into the cuts and things where they're trying to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm going to find ways to drop our spending, or at least recover some of the things that we shouldn't have spent money on to begin with. Do you think there's going to be a lot of discussion based on the legacy of what was left over from DOGE? Meaning, now that Elon Musk has left the scene, do you think the senators are going to still invoke his ideas of where the cut should be? Or do you think now that he's gone, they're going to move forward and go into a different direction, and it's going to not factor into the discussions that are going in here today?
Well, I think where you're starting to see it go right now is that they're kind of going the legal path that a lot of them had always wanted to go when it comes to some of these cuts, which is the rescissions process. Now, there have been a number of senators, Rand Paul, a couple other ones, who've been saying, you know, we want to codify the DOGE cuts. Send us a rescissions package. Well, now they have a tool to do that. The reason they put it off for so long is because they've been dealing with this one big, beautiful bill. And when you send a rescissions package, you have a 45-day timeline to work with, or it goes away. So the White House is finally sending this rescissions package. We're expected to get it tomorrow on the House side. This will have about $9 billion worth of cuts to USAID, NPR, and PBS. So it's a very small first package. In many ways, people are calling this a trial run. But the tool with this and why it's convenient for Republicans is that a rescissions package only needs a simple majority in both chambers. So Republicans feel if they take something that they have unity on, that they can start codifying these DOGE cuts. And if this first round of rescissions is successful, and keep in mind, it does have to come from the White House. Legally, it has to come from the White House in order for them to have that 50-vote threshold in the Senate. But if this first round goes well, they believe that this is going to set the stage for codifying more DOGE cuts down the road. And if they're able to do that through Congress, then it's going to be very hard for Democrats to challenge this in the courtroom.
Wow. So, Ryan, how long have you been doing this job?
We're coming up on my 3-year anniversary in like 2 months, I believe, in August.
How about that? And does Washington, D.C. change a person? Is it really that weird of a place?
You know, I think you kind of learn some of the technical sides of things, and maybe, you know, you have a newfound appreciation for certain people and the position they're put in. Maybe not appreciation is right, not the right word, but you kind of realize, oh, wow, you know, it's not easy to be House Speaker Mike Johnson and to deal with a majority where if you lose one or two or three votes, the bill you're trying to push is sunk. I mean, it's a very hard situation for him to be in. And there's just so many other technical things that go on. And, you know, there's a lot of things that get put out there and you realize, oh, wait, I know this isn't true because I can actually show somebody, you know, why this isn't true and what actually is the process of this. So, you know, learning the whole technical side of DC is a very hard thing, but it is there are some things that you probably just don't realize until you get here and get to see it up front and in person. And then there's, I mean, some of the things that you always heard about this place that end up being true. So there's a lot to it.
Where did you come from? What part of the country?
So I was originally in Cleveland, Ohio. That was my last market. I was in Lexington, Kentucky as a weekend anchor there, and I started my career in Odessa, Texas as a weekend weatherman.
You think probably back in the day, man, if I can only get a piece of property and pay for what it would have been in Texas than over here in D.C. Everything's so expensive there.
I still feel that way about Cleveland. I mean, you know, housing prices were starting to get rough and starting to go up like they are everywhere. But I mean, just, you know, some of you can get like a downtown loft in Cleveland for a nice price. And, you know, you get like half the space in D.C. for double the price of what I was paying for that in Cleveland. So, yeah, there are certainly things you notice about the D.C. prices that are a little rough. That's for sure.
Yeah, I lived in Ohio for a little bit on the Lima side, even smaller than Cleveland.
Yeah.
But we used to come up to go see the Cleveland Indians, what they were called, I guess, at the time. And I went to some Browns games and things like that. And it was always so much fun. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you go to things. So, you know, and you probably were there during the LeBron years, I'm guessing. So that's kind of exciting.
I actually was not. I think I got there right after he left. So I was there. They had just had the MLB All-Star game. Mm-hmm. And then a COVID happened. So I had to deal with that. But they had some other big events that they landed. They landed the NBA All-Star game around not long after COVID. They had just gotten the NFL draft when I moved there. But what was always fascinating to me being there was that obviously Cleveland is a blue city, a lot of Democrat politicians. But one of the biggest political accomplishments for some of those Democrat politicians was the fact that they helped land the RNC. When Trump was the nominee back in 2016, because that was like Cleveland's We're Back party. You know, they built some huge hotels just for that event. It brought a lot of good publicity to Cleveland, obviously a lot of tourism to Cleveland for an event that big. And ever since then, they've been landing big events. You know, like we just said, the NFL draft, NBA All-Star game, SummerSlam was there, I believe, two years ago. So, I mean, like Cleveland's on the up and up, and it was cool to be a part of that.
All kinds of suplexing going on.
Yeah.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. It's nice to have you in D.C. and you get to see it firsthand. But don't forget us small people here in the Midwest.
Never. I'm always coming on this show whenever you guys ask.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I think, Brad, we're going to bring Ethan in and we're going to take a look at the Monday roundup. Is that right? A lot of big stories happening here. So
yep, that's what we got going on next.
And if you were watching on YouTube, make sure to go and like, subscribe, but also go vote in the YouTube poll. We got that going on here about artificial intelligence. Looking forward to that. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.